An informal group of influential Catholics called the Real Presence Coalition launched a national survey of U.S. lay Catholics in July 2024 to better understand the underlying issues contributing to a loss of faith in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. The goal was to assist U.S. bishops in their national Eucharistic revival campaign by providing crucial information informing their next steps. The coalition engaged a nationally recognized polling firm, Public Opinion Strategies, to assist in the development of the survey, as well as the analysis of its findings. This is the single largest survey of lay Catholics ever conducted in the United States, yielding nearly 16,000 responses, with a broad representation across age, gender, and dioceses. It is also the only survey ever conducted that specifically probes the question, why lay Catholics believe there has been a loss of faith in the real presence. Most survey responses were generated as the result of coalition organizations soliciting the participation of their respective members. Thus, unlike most self-identified Catholics in the United States that seldom attend Mass, this survey sample can be best characterized as Catholics highly engaged in their faith. It's worthy to note that over 780 responses to the survey came directly from attendees of the National Eucharistic Congress held in Indianapolis in July 2024. We are pleased now to present to you a summary of the survey's findings for your consideration. Section 1, Issues Contributing to a Loss of Faith. Respondents were asked to rate 28 potential issues concerning the liturgy, the laity, and the clergy. Respondents were required to rate each of the 28 issues using a 5-point scale, which ranged from an issue as having no impact to having the greatest impact on people's belief in the real presence. Each issue was then ranked based upon the total number of respondents rating an issue as having the greatest impact. Respondents could also optionally provide open-ended feedback if they wished to add additional commentary to supplement their rated responses. An extraordinary 42% of respondents elected to provide this type of feedback, resulting in over 5,000 responses, totaling more than 220,000 words. From the list of rated responses, there were 10 issues that emerged as contributing the greatest impact on people's belief in the real presence. These 10 issues were ranked by their level of importance, together with a summary of relevant open-ended feedback related to each issue. Issue number 1, receiving the Eucharist in the hand while standing. Many respondents advocated for the reception of the Eucharist kneeling and on the tongue, as they believe this posture reflects greater reverence and respect for the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. They feel this practice should be strongly encouraged or even mandated in all churches. Respondents also expressed discomfort with the use of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, suggesting that only priests and deacons should distribute the Eucharist. They believe this would emphasize the sacred nature of the sacrament and reduce instances of irreverence. Issue 2. Scandal created by offering the Holy Eucharist to public sinners who obstinately reject Catholic teaching. Many respondents are frustrated with the failure of church authorities to enforce Canon 915, particularly regarding Catholic politicians who publicly support abortion and other positions contrary to church teaching, who continue to receive communion. There is a strong perception that church leaders, including bishops and the Pope, are inconsistent and weak on this issue. This perceived leniency towards public figures who openly oppose church teaching is seen as undermining the church's moral authority and causing scandal among the faithful. Issue 3, lack of humility and reverence amongst the laity in the presence of the Eucharist. Many respondents expressed concern over a general decline in reverence during Mass, noting behaviors such as casual dress, loud talking, and treating the Mass as a social event rather than a solemn, sacred ceremony. The feedback also highlighted a move away from traditional reverential practices such as genuflecting, kneeling, and maintaining silence in the church, contributing to a diminished sense of the sacred among both clergy and laity. Issue 4. Clergy's casual attitude towards the Eucharist. Many respondents feel that a significant number of clergy do not genuinely believe in the real presence. This perceived lack of faith is evident in their casual behavior during Mass and their failure to convey the sacredness of the Eucharist, leading to a similar attitude among the laity. There is widespread concern about the sometimes irreverent conduct of priests during liturgical celebrations, including rushing through the Mass, making jokes, and failing to maintain a solemn atmosphere, which diminishes the sense of sacredness and reverence among the congregation. Many respondents also criticize the clergy for not adhering to traditional Catholic teachings and practices. This includes a lack of emphasis on core doctrines, inadequate catechesis, and a perceived focus on political correctness over doctrinal integrity, which undermines the faith of the laity. Issue 5. Failure to catechize the faithful. Many respondents noted that there has been inadequate catechesis for several decades, affecting both children and adults. This includes a lack of proper education on fundamental aspects of the Catholic faith, such as the real presence in the Eucharist and the significance of the Mass. There's a strong call for better religious education in Catholic schools, CCD programs, and education for adults. Suggestions include teaching the catechism more thoroughly, focusing on the biblical basis of Catholic teachings, and providing ongoing catechetical education beyond childhood. The feedback indicates a lack of well-trained catechists and effective educational materials, leading to confusion and a diluted understanding of the faith among the laity. There is also a demand for more comprehensive and engaging resources, as well as greater involvement from priests in teaching the faith. Issue 6. Failure to regularly remind the faithful they must be in a state of grace to receive the Eucharist. Many respondents are concerned that there is insufficient emphasis on the need to be in a state of grace before receiving the Eucharist. They feel that the clergy often fails to remind the congregation about the importance of confession and being free from mortal sin in order to worthily receive communion. There is a recurring issue with non-Catholics and those not properly disposed being allowed or encouraged to receive communion, especially at weddings, funerals, and other special occasions. This lack of proper guidance undermines the sacredness of the sacrament and confuses both Catholics and non-Catholics about the Church's teachings on the Eucharist. Respondents highlighted a need for better catechesis regarding the Eucharist and the conditions necessary for receiving it. This includes teaching about the real presence, the dangers of receiving unworthily, and the necessity of confession. The omission of scripture passages addressing unworthy reception in the Mass readings further contributes to this lack of understanding. Issue 7. Removal of the tabernacle from the center of the sanctuary. There were significant complaints about the tabernacle being moved from its central position on the altar to less prominent locations, such as side chapels or corners. This change is perceived as indicating a lack of importance and respect for the Eucharist, making it less accessible for worship and adoration. Many respondents expressed concern over the lack of reverence shown to the tabernacle, such as failing to genuflect or bow when passing it, casual behavior around it, and lay people accessing it. This behavior is seen as diminishing the recognition of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Respondents were also frustrated with churches being inaccessible outside of normal Mass times, thereby limiting opportunities for prayer and adoration in the presence of the tabernacle. This practice is viewed as a lack of belief in the importance of Jesus' presence in the tabernacle and a failure to encourage devotion among the faithful. Issue 8. Loss of emphasis of the Mass as a sacrifice. Many respondents are concerned that the Mass is increasingly being referred to as a meal rather than a sacrifice, which diminishes the understanding of the Eucharist as the sacrificial offering of Jesus Christ. This shift in terminology and focus leads to a reduction in the recognition of the Mass's true nature as the unbloody representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary. There is significant criticism of liturgical changes that emphasize the communal meal. This includes the use of language and hymns that highlight bread and wine instead of the body and blood of Christ, and the positioning of the altar as a table rather than an altar of sacrifice, which can confuse the faithful about the true purpose of the Mass. Respondents emphasize the need for better catechesis on the sacrificial nature of the Mass. They believe that many Catholics, including priests, have not been adequately taught about the Mass as a sacrifice, leading to misunderstandings and a diminished sense of reverence and worship during the liturgy. Issue 9. Failure to remind the faithful that the Eucharist is necessary for their salvation. Many respondents feel that the Church has failed in its duty to evangelize effectively and teach the necessity of salvation through the Catholic faith. They believe there is a lack of emphasis on the Church's unique role in the salvation of souls, and that the faithful are not adequately instructed on the importance of salvation and the requirements for attaining it. There is concern over inconsistent messaging from church leaders, particularly during the COVID pandemic, when churches were closed and access to sacraments was restricted. This gave the impression that sacraments, essential for salvation, were not truly vital, undermining the Church's teachings on the necessity of the Eucharist and other sacraments for salvation. Many respondents criticize the Church's current focus on social justice issues at the expense of addressing the spiritual needs of the faithful, particularly regarding the salvation of souls. They feel that teachings on sin, repentance, and the importance of being in a state of grace for salvation are often neglected in favor of more secular concerns. Issue 10. Loss of sense of supernatural transcendence. Many respondents expressed concern about a significant loss of sacredness in the liturgy and church environment. This includes a decrease in the use of traditional elements like incense, silence, and reverent behavior, as well as a general casual attitude toward the Eucharist and the church space, which undermines the sense of being in a sacred place. There is a strong sentiment that the Church has neglected teachings on the supernatural aspects of the Catholic faith, such as the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, the existence of angels and demons, and the importance of supernatural grace. This neglect has led to a diminished understanding and belief in these core aspects of Catholic doctrine among the laity. Respondents also noted that the assimilation of secular culture into church practices has contributed to a decline in the sense of sacredness and the supernatural. The focus on making the Mass more accessible and relatable has, in many cases, led to a lost sense of transcendence and mystery, making the sacred seem ordinary and diminishing the unique spiritual experience of the Mass. Section 2, Recommendations to the Bishops. The final question of the survey asked respondents to provide their number one recommendation to the bishops as they contemplate how to proceed in the National Eucharistic Revival. Here are the recommendations as ranked by the number of responses. Recommendation number one, encourage the practice of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling, 29% of respondents. Recommendation number two, catechize the faithful, 24% of respondents. Recommendation three, encourage greater reverence for the Eucharist, 10% of respondents. Number four, eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, 10% of respondents. Recommendation 5. Withhold the Eucharist from public officials who obstinately reject Catholic teaching, 9% of respondents. Recommendation number 6, increase Eucharistic events, 4% of respondents. And finally, 15% of respondents selected the other option, with the vast majority of these people stating that all of these recommendations are necessary to help restore belief in the real presence. Section 3. Additional observations related to the Novus Ordo and the traditional Latin Mass. There was a diverse representation in terms of the types of Mass attended by the respondents. 36% exclusively attend the Novus Ordo, 43% primarily attend the Novus Ordo with periodic attendance at the traditional Latin Mass, and 21% exclusively attended the traditional Latin Mass. Of those people who exclusively attend either the TLM or the Novus Ordo, there were some interesting distinctions between the groups. TLM attendees more frequently attend weekly Mass, an 8% difference. TLM attendees more frequently attend confession, 13% more on a weekly basis and 21% more on a monthly basis. While over 90% of both Novus Ordo and TLM attendees say they completely believe in the real presence, TLM attendees have a greater belief, a 5% difference. TLM attendees are decidedly younger than those attending the Novus Ordo, 18% more under the age of 55. It was also interesting to note that 65% of those who attend the Novus Ordo Mass make a conscious effort to receive the Eucharist from either the priest or deacon, rather than from an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion. Section 4, open-ended feedback. Some of the most valuable results of a survey exercise can come from open-ended responses, in which participants can express thoughts and emotions using their own words. However, one of the challenges of this type of feedback is trying to summarize the content given the voluminous results. The Real Presence Coalition has produced 2 resources to assist individuals in reviewing this open-ended feedback. First, there is a table of responses with classifications and filters. Each open-ended response was assigned 1 or more topics. The coalition has provided an online table of this feedback, which can be filtered by topic. Second, the coalition has produced an audio version of the open-ended feedback covering both the issues and recommendations addressed in this report. The content is presented as a podcast, enabling interested parties to review the over 34 hours of feedback as they have time available. Section 5. Consistencies with the Synod on Synodality. Beginning in 2021, local churches in the United States joined the worldwide church in the diocesan phase of the Synod on Synodality. Synod listening sessions were conducted at the parish level across the United States. The findings of these reports were summarized by dioceses and then again by region. A total of 14 regional reports were published in 2023, representing 178 Latin dioceses. The Real Presence Coalition conducted a review of each of the 14 regional reports in order to identify findings related to the Eucharist. It was determined that the U.S. regional synodal findings were highly consistent with those revealed by the Real Presence Coalition survey. First, the centrality of the Eucharist. Across all regions, the Eucharist is emphasized as the source and summit of Catholic life. Synod participants highlighted its role in fostering personal faith and community unity, but there is a widespread concern about declining understanding and reverence for the Real Presence. Second, the need for catechesis. Many regions express the need for renewed and deeper catechesis on the Eucharist, especially to address misunderstandings among younger generations and re-emphasize the theological significance of the Real Presence. Third, declining mass attendance. A major concern in nearly every region is the decline in regular mass attendance, particularly among young people. The pandemic exacerbated this trend, with many parishes struggling to bring people back to in-person worship. Fourth, reverence and liturgy. Synod participants called for more reverent and meaningful liturgical celebrations. This includes calls for better homilies, music, and preparation to restore the sense of sacredness and improve engagement in the Eucharistic celebration. Finally, concerns regarding the traditional Latin Mass. Some regions noted tensions regarding preferences for the traditional Latin Mass. Synod participants also expressed frustration over limitations placed on the celebration of the Latin Mass. These five themes found in the U.S. Regional Synod reports were completely consistent with the findings of the Real Presence Coalition survey. Section 6, Conclusion. The overall findings of the Real Presence Coalition survey can probably best be summarized by the ancient Latin maxim, lex orandi, lex credendi, or the way we worship is what we believe. Lay Catholics are telling their bishops that there is a significant disconnect between our faith and the way we worship, and that this disconnect has been the major contributor to a loss of faith in the real presence. The laity believe that U.S. bishops must repair this disconnect in order to restore belief in the real presence. They are also saying there is no single silver bullet answer to this problem, and that an integrated, multifaceted approach will be required. We must consider the results of this survey, as well as recommendations arising from the Synod on Synodality, in light of Catholic teaching regarding sensus fidelium, or the sense of the faithful. The Catechism of the Catholic Church defines sensus fidelium as a supernatural appreciation of the faith, shown by the universal consent in matters of faith and morals, manifested by the whole body of the faithful, under the guidance of the magisterium. Sensus fidelium does not mean the sense of the laity in contrast to the sense of the hierarchy. It is the sense of the whole body of the faithful. Sensus fidelium also does not simply mean the majority opinion in a given time or culture. Nothing can be a part of a proper and authentic sensus fidelium that is contrary to the deposit of faith. Anyone advocating the rejection of dogma or any other infallible teaching on faith and morals is not exhibiting a true sense of the faith. Unfortunately, there are those who are attempting to employ the term sensus fidelium to equate their own sentiments and desires with the working of the Holy Spirit, to fundamentally change the Church into their own image. Now, more than ever, in this age of social media, where people can easily bloviate to thousands or millions of followers, a proper understanding and discernment of authentic sensus fidelium is gravely needed. The Eucharist represents the source and summit of our Catholic faith. Thus, it is critical that belief in the real presence is restored amongst the faithful. It is the sincere hope of the Real Presence Coalition that the results of this survey will help our bishops as they discern their next steps in their national Eucharistic revival. Please pray for our bishops that the Holy Spirit might move in their hearts and minds, and that there will be a true revival in the belief of the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. In closing, I wish to pose a question to lay Catholics. Who will save our Church? It's not our bishops. It's not our priests. And it is not the religious. It is up to you, the people. You have the minds, the eyes, and the ears to save the church. Your mission is to see that the priests act like priests, your bishops act like bishops, and the religious act like religious. It is through your involvement that our church will be saved. May God bless you in this time of trial and provide you with courage and persistence to prevail in defending our Catholic faith. God love you.